Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to know your opinion. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
And in your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I have no idea.
I know all are important, inflation. But the most important, inflation, okay. And what is
probably
the most important or pressing global environmental issue? What do you think is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Probably pollution.
Okay. And in Minnesota, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Drought.
Okay. And now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one is refining. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I have no idea.
Electric utilities? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Forest products. How would you rate forest products? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Probably good.
Medical manufacturing?
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. Agriculture and farming?
Excellent.
And the last one, mining. How would you rate mining in Minnesota?
Probably good.
Good. And how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, just
good.
Fair, or poor?
Good.
County land departments? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably good.
The next one, U.S. Forest Service. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't actually know.
Okay. And the last two, environmental groups. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And the last one, forest and timber industries.
No, probably just fair.
Just fair. And how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Somewhat important.
And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say very significant, just somewhat, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Probably fewer than harvested.
Okay. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 70s?
I don't know.
But what do you
I
think?
I wasn't alive
more
in the 70s,
fewer?
So probably...
based on what you have seen
probably,
or heard.
I would say probably more, because we're making more of an effort now than we were before.
And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not?
No.
And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative impact?
Negative.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment, or not?
Probably not.
And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county land that are not park or wilderness areas, or not?
Probably not.
Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or not?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes. If it can be offset by, like, planting.
And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I don't know. I just don't know enough about
what do you feel? It's appropriate or is not appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest?
I feel like it would probably be okay so long as they were replanted. Like, if that was their purpose, was to harvest, I think that would probably be good. But if they were taking extra trees, then probably not.
Correct. Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75% now, and thank you so much for your help. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry, yes or no?
No.
And do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
No.
The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $60 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of these economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I'd say probably significant.
Okay. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industries' most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Yes, I would support that.
And the last few questions. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus-hour certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
I would support it.
And lastly, I'm going to read you a short list of components of the program, and after it, please just tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Just four. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producer and mills. Support or oppose?
Support. Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed by the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
The last two, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support or
sure, support.
Okay, and support. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household for statistical purposes. Can you please tell us what is the highest level of education you have completed?
My husband and I both completed graduate school, like a doctorate program.
Okay, thank you. And can you please tell us what is your age? It's between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
35 to 49.
And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Large city.
And is your annual household income below $25,000? Between $25,000 to $50,000? Between $50,000 to $75,000? Between $75,000 to $100,000? Or more than $100,000?
More than 100,000.
And do you consider your political views liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
And in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional, trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, student or not employed?
I think it would probably be in the white-collar business area.
Okay.
We're lawyers that own our own firm, but we represent blue-collar workers. I don't really know how you put that.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.